Gutter's back in it. Gutter is back. Jesus Christ, where to begin? Because Liverpool have signed two actual footballers. I know we did all sorts of shows about them, but that doesn't feel enough for me. Didn't feel enough just celebrating them. We now need to dissect and agitate and ruminate. Neil's laughing at me, but he's laughed at me before and I don't care. I've got Joel Murray, I've got Damian Cavanagh, and I've got cackling Neil Atkinson in the background. Right, no, this is quite a bit to get through, but I do think we need the morning after the night before analysis of Jota and Thiago signings. I don't need to bring anyone up to speed with those rumours. They are no longer rumours, they are things. I actually want to concentrate mainly on Jota because Thiago's an established Liverpool player now. We've all seen him play football. We've all absorbed him into our hearts. There's nothing more to say. So let's concentrate on Diogo Jota. Damien. Now, I now know more about Diogo Jota than I know about any footballer I've ever known about because I've watched everything and read everything and consumed everything. Have you done your part here as well? Are you prepared to talk about Diogo Jota?
Yeah, I'm prepared to talk about him. I've got to say, I didn't know too much about him other than, you know, he's playing for a good team and he was a full part of the attacking armoury that they had that made them exciting. And I'm looking, doing a little bit of research for it, you know. He's ticking a lot of boxes, isn't he? And it looks as though we've got a player who's got his best years in front of him. He's proven himself at various levels and moving up the scale, Championship, you know, European matches, Premier League. And he fits the profile of the type of player that Liverpool are looking for. And, you know, it's all about the drop-off from the front three, isn't it? That's what it's all about. I think at that point we really are looking to improve that position, you know, because Origi doesn't quite look similar to any of the type of players he might be looking to replace. Are Liverpool changing the style? Are they getting as much out of the other players who are playing alongside him? This lad looks as though he's going to fit in the system. And so, yeah, it's been interesting listening to the journalists talking from the Wolves' end, saying how much they're going to miss him and how fondly and with great admiration they talk about him. It's an exciting signing, and it seems like he's got a high ceiling. And if you're going to get a player who's going to be aggressive, who can score goals, who can create, who's prepared to work for the team, and he seems to be quite fearless, then he's at the perfect club, isn't he? With someone who's going to give him confidence and bring the best out of players. This is what Jürgen's all been about. Very excited about this. Very excited. Bear in mind, this time last week, wasn't on the radar at all.